This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Austin is known as a city of renters. More than half of residents lease a place to live. And every day, a dozen Travis County families are evicted. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey decided to explore what exactly happens when someone can no longer pay the rent and got to know several families facing eviction. What sparked your interest in exploring the eviction process? What kind of kicked this whole thing off?
There were a lot of national conversations going on about evictions. A guy by the name of Matthew Desmond, who is a sociologist at Princeton University, came out with a book called Evicted. And then he and a bunch of other researchers opened what's called Eviction Lab. Their aim is to gather national data on evictions. So it was that national conversation going on, paired with the fact that local elected officials here in Austin were becoming more and more interested in evictions and starting to pass some new measures, things like eviction counseling, to kind of get at folks who were threatened by eviction.
Is failure to pay rent almost always the reason behind an eviction?
It's hard to know for sure because courts don't track that data. You know, they don't write down when you go to court for eviction the reason why you can't pay your rent. But in the course of this reporting, I talked to most of the judges here in Travis County, and most of them said approximately 90% of their cases are because someone just can no longer afford to pay their rent.
You met some families with really powerful stories, like the woman you met who was working as a pediatric assistant and ended up living in a car. How did things get so bad for her?
This was a woman named Karen Woodward. She was living with an ex-husband. They were trying to reconcile their relationship. Things didn't work out. They had a big fight and he left. At the same time, she defaulted on a student loan, a loan she took out for nursing school. And so she was getting some of her wages garnished. She ended up living in out of her car for a couple of weeks. She actually was living on the street for a couple of weeks before she ended up staying with a guy that she met, just staying in his trailer. But a lot of what she went through as someone who was working at the time speaks to what a lot of research tells us about how eviction furthers poverty. So it goes without saying that poverty can lead to eviction. A lot of people, including Matthew Desmond, who I mentioned earlier, have pointed out that eviction furthers poverty, meaning that when someone has the stress of not having a place to live or even, you know, having the option of taking a shower, that added stress really makes it hard to keep down a job.
You also spoke to a woman who is caring for four children who are actually her siblings. What caused her to fall behind on rent?
This was Anjanette Walker Powell. In 2013, her mom died of cardiac arrest. She took custody of her four younger siblings. This was actually a really interesting moment to me when I asked Anjanette, you know, what caused you to be faced with eviction? She told me, oh, well, the kids got out of school. And I said, I don't understand what that means. Her four siblings get breakfast and lunch at school. School provides two out of the three meals of the day. And so when they're out of school, she's now responsible for those two meals. And so all of a sudden, her grocery bill just went up. The housing authority did file an eviction against her. Hers is a little more of a happier story because she doesn't end up getting evicted. She took out $300 in a loan. She borrowed $300 from a friend. She had almost $600 in savings. And then she went to her grandparents. They were able to loan her the rest of the money. And so she runs in to the landlord's office a couple days before the deadline they had set and hands over a check. She talks about it in the way that an athlete might talk about a winning shot in a championship game.
I saw me doing it. I envisioned me taking the money order in there, but I didn't actually believe I could do it. I didn't think we'd get it done.
As a reporter, what were your big takeaways from this series? Are there solutions, things cities and counties can do to stem the tide of evictions?
I actually posed this question to Anjanette, the woman who avoided eviction, and she really said in her case it was having someone to go to ask for money. Travis County, the county that includes Austin, does offer what's called emergency rental assistance. But the issue is that those amounts are based off of 2007 rents. And so, for example, the amounts you can get if you are renting a one bedroom is a little over $300. A lot of people just talked about how they didn't understand what to do in those situations or where they could even go to get some help.
Audrey McGlinchey's series is called 5 Days to Vacate. Audrey, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thanks for having me.